VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is again boosting his trade war with China. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, the president's announcement sent stock prices tumbling.
As trade talks with Beijing move slowly, the president says negotiations will continue, but he will add a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion worth of products starting September 1st. In a series of tweets, he's blaming China for not following through on pledges to buy more farm goods and stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. The administration had already put 25% tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods. Beijing responded with tariffs on $110 billion in American products. The latest escalation immediately sent stocks plunging. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
North Korea on Friday fired unidentified short-range projectiles off its east coast, according to South Korea's military. The Yonhap News Agency quotes the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff as saying the projectiles were fired at 2:59 and 3:23 a.m. from Yonghong, South Hamgyong Province, into the East Sea. It's the third round of missile launches by the North in a week. The news came after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he would not be able to meet with North Korean officials in Bangkok on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit.
We're ready to go. We hope that Chairman Kim will deploy his team to meet with Special Representative Biegun so that we can continue the dialogue, so that we can ultimately achieve what those two leaders set out back in Singapore in summer of last year.
At the White House Thursday afternoon, President Donald Trump said he was not concerned about the short-range missiles, calling them very standard devices. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday a dozen staffers had been sent to the Democratic Republic of Congo to manage Ebola cases there. The outbreak, which began a year ago Thursday, has now killed more than 1,800 people. 12 CDC employees will go to Goma, a major transit city near the Congolese border with Rwanda. On Thursday, the city confirmed its third case of Ebola. Henry Walk, the CDC Director of Preparedness and Emergency Infections, said overcoming distrust is a big hurdle for the healthcare workers.
As we try to implement contact tracing and identify those people who are at need for vaccination, it's a very mobile population, number one, and there is community distrust and resistance to some of the responders.
The agency indicated it would send more staffers if armed conflict in the northeast region subsided to safer levels. The announcement came hours after Rwanda briefly closed its border with Congo over fears the disease would spread. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced Thursday that he is setting up an internal inquiry into attacks in a de-escalation zone in northwest Syria, where numerous hospitals have been targeted in recent months.
And I can guarantee that everything will be done to make sure that this Board of Inquiry acts with full objectivity, not to prove anything, but to simply say what the truth is.
Since the end of April, the Syrian government, with support from Russian aircraft, has stepped up bombing and shelling in the so-called de-escalation zone in Idlib governorate. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock said earlier this week that satellite imagery showed 17 villages have been completely destroyed and emptied since the military escalation began. He said at least 450 civilians have been killed, including more than 100 in the last 2 weeks alone. Dozens of people were killed Thursday in Yemen in aerial attacks on a military parade in the city of Aden, after at least 10 others were killed in a suicide bombing in another part of the city. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement said it fired a medium-range ballistic missile and an armed drone on the parade of troops. The attack occurred where the parade involving the United Arab Emirates-backed Yemeni security belt forces was underway. Those troops are part of a Saudi-led coalition that has been battling the Houthi rebels since 2015 in support of Yemen's internationally recognized government. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.